I'll be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and thanks for listening to another episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno. On this episode, we hear from Kira Rothwell, who's been speaking about some new London Pulse shooting masterclasses she's running. And we also hear from Wasps' Amy Flanagan and how she's been spending the last few months.
Hi, this is Laura Geitz, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
But first, Katie Hughes has announced her retirement from Surrey Storm, a huge fan favourite and ever-present in the team. Katie captained Storm since 2018 and spoke to us ahead of the season on why Storm remained the right choice.
I did have to think hard before making my decision to re-sign. Several things to think about. Obviously, there was movement of some players away from Storm and signing of players coming into Storm. So getting a blend of sort of old, which is now me, unfortunately, and new players coming in. And look, like everyone looks for the things around them as well, and new opportunities presented themselves. But eventually my loyalty to the franchise came back, and it helps me to balance my teaching and my netball commitments. So that's what initially made me stay.
And what it was like being part of a squad led by Mickey and the advantages that brings to her as a player slash coach.
It's good. She brings a fresh element to the game. Obviously, she's been a player, so she's experienced everything that we all go through as well. You could not fault Mickey for how much netball she watches. She's really keen to sort of look at new things and bring in new initiatives. Yeah, really exciting.
There's much more from Katie on our sister podcast, which is the Surrey Storm podcast, later this week, where Katie talks to the team and there's tributes and messages from Storm players and staff over the years. So just check out the Surrey Storm podcast on Twitter and you can find all the links there. Zara has been speaking to London Pulse's Kira Rothwell, who have announced new shooting masterclasses starting this weekend.
London Pulse have been running lots of virtual netball sessions and online summer camps recently, and one of their players has been delivering some of these sessions, and she joins me now. Hi, Kira Rothwell.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Excited to be on.
Oh, excited to have you. It's a pleasure. So it's been quite a busy time for you, hasn't it? Tell me about, you know, everything you've been up to.
Well, it's been quite exciting. We've started training with England again now. So we had our first Futures Seniors camp last week, which was amazing. Yeah, it's so cool getting to know all of the girls.
Yeah, tell me more about that. So obviously last month it was announced that you'd been selected. I mean, yeah, exciting times ahead for you, right?
I know, it is really exciting. It's just amazing, really. I'm just soaking up the experience because all of the girls, the girls I'm rooming with, they've won Commonwealth Games gold medals, and I'm just what have I done? And it's so cool being around them and being in that environment. It's just amazing being back on the court with an actual netball post.
Yeah, how's that been? We're all desperate to know what that training experience has been like after all these weeks and months.
Well, it's my first time in with the seniors, so I don't know what it was exactly like before, but it's definitely different now in the sense that we're in groups of six, so we can only train with that group of six. Just being safe and taking accountability for it. Mostly so far we've just done a lot of fitness. We've done some fitness testing and conditioning to get us used to the courts again. It feels like it's getting closer.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So you've been part of the furniture at London Pulse for quite a while now, haven't you? You've been involved with the club since its formation. So since 2017 really has been your involvement, right, Kira?
Yeah, since they started really.
Yeah, and how did you get involved with Pulse in the first place?
So it was the same time I had just got into England, England 17s, and everyone was going for NPL trials. So I just went for all of the trials that there were clubs near me, which was London Pulse had just formed and Surrey Storm and Saracens Mavericks. And London Pulse, I got in. And even just from the trials and a few sessions, the coach was Amanda Newton, and she was amazing. I knew she was a coach that I wanted to have experience of, and so I just decided to go with Pulse.
Yeah, and what a journey it's been for you. 2019 was obviously the first year that Pulse entered the Super League, and then 2020 was going to be such a good season for Pulse.
I know.
Yeah. You got off to such a good start. I mean, what? Obviously, you only played a handful of games, but was there a game or a moment that sort of stood out for you earlier this year?
It was probably the opening game. I was in the 10, and going into it, like, you're never confident in yourself. You're never sure if you'll even make the 10 or whatever. And then just into the second quarter, like, I didn't expect to play at all. And into the second quarter, Sam Bird looks down the line and goes, "Kira, go warm up." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And my heart has never been beating so fast. At the time, actually, I didn't really look at the crowd or anything. I hadn't really registered that. I was like, right, I just need to go on and do the job and turn the game or whatever. And then I played well. I loved it. To be honest, I don't remember a lot of it because I was very nervous. But I came
running all over the place.
Yeah, I came off and I looked up and I was like, it was almost full, the arena, and at full capacity it was like 9,500 people, and I was like, I've just played in front of that.
Yeah, it was an incredible game that. I was there, and yeah, the atmosphere and the crowds was something else.
Yeah, and then to get our first win of the season as a new squad. Yeah, that was great.
And then another one, and then another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What has the team been like this season?
It's obviously a completely different team to what we had the year before, and new, completely different coaching staff. And I just love the team environment and team culture that we have. Like, all of the girls, they've been recruited because they're just like nice people as well as amazing players, which means everyone gets on and everyone wants to work really hard and make each other better, and it's just a great environment to be a part of.
And how about Sam Bird as a head coach? You know, she's really done incredible things from the start in, yeah, you know, a short period, really.
Oh, she's, I can't sing her praises enough. She's literally been amazing, especially for me. I'm at uni in Birmingham, which is about 3 hours away from where we train. She, from the beginning, like, she was clear she wanted me, and it was nice to have a coach wanting you. And she was like, we can make it work. So I would come into Watford train station and she would drive, pick me up from there and drive me the extra hour to training. And she just goes above and beyond for all of her players to make sure that they're all right off the court as well.
Oh, that sounds like a, yeah, good making of a coach.
Yeah.
And you said to me once that you came to netball quite late, sort of year seven, year eight, sort of time when you were at senior school.
Yeah.
And you had such a quick, you know, progression up the ranks, so to speak. How good was that journey? Did it feel like it was all happening really fast, or were you sort of taking everything in your stride?
At the time, it never felt like it was happening fast. I always felt like I was behind all of my friends. I would see them getting into England and I got rejected, and then see them getting into Super League squads and I wasn't, and them playing and all of this, and you always see like the one person doing better, and then you think that you're not doing that great. But I think you need to have a bit of that, because that's what's going to make you work harder and want to be the best. What is it's someone, I think it's our SNC coach Dan, he always comes up with these motivational quotes, and he gave us this one. It might not actually have been him, but I'm going to give him credit anyway. It was like, to be number one, train like you're number two, or something like that. Yeah, and that always really sticks with me.
We'll let him have it.
Yeah.
And Pulse teamed up with Anchor Hanover, I believe I'm saying that right, to provide netball sessions for care home residents. I mean, what an inspirational initiative. I think it's brilliant. And you led the first one, didn't you, Kira?
Yeah, I led the first one. Yeah, it was lovely. So they had, I think there was two different care homes on the Zoom with us. Lots of different residents in both of them. We did some like exercises, like movement and getting all our body moving and everything. And then they had these little netball posts on the ground with soft balls, and we came up with this competition that from different distances you had to throw it into the little hoop in the middle. And oh my god, they were so competitive. Like, I was having to calm them down.
Oh no, I love to hear it.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. Definitely.
Yeah no, I can imagine. I mean, we've heard some of the reports that have come out about lockdown and how so that age group have been affected. So well done, really, to Pulse and to you for leading such a good session. And the Pulse have also been holding lots of virtual netball sessions, and the shooting masterclasses have returned, which is very exciting for all of us netball fans. And it's open for all ages, isn't it?
Yeah, starting this Saturday.
Starting this Saturday, and then there's another one the following Saturday, isn't it?
And probably looking to have more in the future, but that's as it stands.
What can people expect from these sessions with you?
Well, we like getting a bit creative. I've been putting out little things on my Instagram of different shooting tips and all of that. We'll probably see the return of the broom.
Is it still LeBron James? What was his name?
Yeah, LeBron James.
Yeah, love it.
The chair defender, and just lots of different ways to put pressure on ourselves when we're shooting to replicate a game situation.
No, we all need that, don't we?
Yeah.
It's good to be creative. I like the sound of that. So it's londonpulsenetball.club to book onto those sessions, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Great. Oh, well, no one's going to want to miss these shooting masterclasses, especially with the broom as the defender. It's definitely one not to miss. So, have fun doing the sessions, Kira.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield. Grab life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Amy Flanagan from Wasps joins us next on the Netball Show with Mizuno, as she's been telling us what she's been up to the last few months.
So, yeah, not playing much netball. So I've been quite busy with work until the summer holidays. So I teach art, which has been really interesting, learning how to teach quite a hands-on creative subject over Zoom calls or Microsoft Teams calls. So I've been busy up until the last few weeks really doing that. Having lost, I think, the Netball Super League season, even though it did take quite a while to announce it, I think quite a few of us thought it wouldn't return this season in the same format that it could have done. I actually have got quite into just more outdoors activities, running and cycling. So I've set myself a bit of a challenge on the running front as something to keep training for, keep myself busy and motivated. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been up to. Work and running.
You would have probably been joined on the cycling with Hannah and Rach on that.
Yeah, we have our cycle club. So
wow.
We can go out on quite a few little bike rides. I say little bike rides. It depends who's planning them and where we go, because sometimes we get lost. Sometimes we have mechanical failures. But yeah, we have a great little bike club And it's just such a nice way, I think, of getting outside, staying active, and yeah, keeping in contact with my friends.
Mel told us what happened on the storm put about that Lecky bike that packed up in the middle of New Zealand. So
I was quite lucky. I jumped ship from the trip early, knowing that they were likely to be going on some mega adventure. So I got out of that cycle ride slightly early, and then heard the story a few hours later from Mel.
Had you still been able to do much training in this time? I mean, what's it like having to adapt to be back in decent shape?
Yeah, I think it's been really interesting talking to other people as well about their experiences. I think the difficult stages were those first few weeks when nobody really knew how long things were going to be postponed for, or if things were going to be cancelled. And that's true not just of Super League, but of the leagues underneath, of even sort of under-16s, nationals, and even younger, is how do you keep yourself in shape when you don't really know what the deadline is or what that's going to look like in terms of a competition or a training period. So I think for netball, it's definitely, there's no replication for on-court training, sort of contact player on player. So what I've been doing is mostly following a weights sort of S&C robustness program that is going to help keep me, I guess, strong enough to come back to training. The reality is there's quite a lot of things I would use at the gym that I don't have at home. So I've been limited in some ways. But I've been using this time to try and build my base fitness. So working just on sort of aerobic, anaerobic. Really, I think until we have a date or a run in time for something, it's so hard to motivate yourself to know what your type of training should look like, or what you should be focusing on. So I know that's something a lot of people have experienced.
Has Andrew been sending around little bits and pieces here and there as well? And have you been doing Zoom calls with everyone?
So we've been doing some great workouts and things. We've had some things from Andrew. We've had some things as well from two of our coaches that have worked with us at WASPs, called Jordan and Fionn, who have been phenomenal at keeping us in shape, keeping us motivated, and just making it really fun. So I know Fionn is an absolute fitness machine, and she's been leading our weekly WASPs workouts we were doing. So she would always have like a really fun approach to it, and we'd do that as a group, which was great, just sort of socially. But also, I think you work out better if you know maybe you're being watched on a Zoom call, no rest breaks when you shouldn't be having them. So it was great for us to keep in touch via those and sort of have some help from Andrew and Fionn and Jordan, who were always on hand there at WASPs.
And people that follow WASPs, those first couple of games as well, we could almost only imagine what the likes of Beth Iona and maybe people like Annabelle and Well would bring to the squad. What's it like having any young guns around of keeping you on your toes?
Oh, it's hard work, Andy. We do a lot of training, and slower and slower as the years pass. I think the best part is having people in the team that are hungry and people that are really wanting the court time and wanting to show what they can do, because it means then even our more experienced players, you can't rest on your experience or sort of having had that court time before. And it does hopefully then filter through in the training and matches. I know we were a little bit disappointed with how we started the season. Mm. And I think that in some ways is harder than to leave a season so early on, is because we didn't get a chance to maybe redeem ourselves in the way we would have liked to have done. So, but I know, you know, those young players you spoke about, there's such a strong core of players coming through from that WASPs under 21s group. I know that when we come back into training, they're going to be probably fitter and faster. So I need to be fitter and faster to keep up with them.
Well, I'd still like to think you've got plenty of seasons in you yet, so don't get any daft ideas.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
And obviously things underway with the Suncorp as well. So it's just nice to have a bit more of netball about.
Yeah, I think I didn't realise how much I think I'd missed it until watching the ANZ Premiership and knowing that the Suncorp is starting. I think until those things were sort of on Sky and on getting to be on the live app, I hadn't thought overly about sort of wanting to play so quickly. But now that that's out there, I think we're all desperate to get back on court when we can. And it's great to watch and support those players that we know and the Roses that are playing over in Australia as well. But I think just it's kind of like you almost feel like you're sat on your hands waiting for something to happen at the moment, or waiting for something to kind of aim for or prepare for. So fingers crossed that won't be too long.
You just can't wait to get back playing.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's not just the playing, it's also the training and seeing those people kind of every week, those memories and moments you have. And I think that's not just synonymous with Super League. It's something that, you know, if you're part of any netball team, you'll know, and you'll know how important those are to kind of making it worthwhile. So hopefully it won't be too long before everyone can get involved as well.
Thank you, as always, for listening to this episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway, and it was a pleasure to have you listening to us. If you did enjoy the episode, share it with a friend, give us a thumbs up, and make sure you listen in the future. Thanks again. Bye.
I will be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Shire. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you to The Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.